Today's daf is Erev and Daf Nun Vav, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis Amar Rav Huna. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sar Aliza and Avadia ben Miriam Leia. Today's daf is also being learned for Iloi Nishmas Avram ben Yibad al Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. Zokt de Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Yoishvei Tzrifin, people that live in huts, ein moided in lohen, elam mi Pesach Boteim. When we measure the Apayim Amma, we measure it from the door of their house. Meaning, if you have many people that live in huts that are all situated in the same general area, Rav Huna was mechadish that we don't look at that area as being a city. As a result, we don't measure the Apayim Amma from the outskirts of that quote-unquote city. Rather, we look at each hut as being individual. As a result, each person has to measure the Alpayim Amo from his individual point of residence. Poshup Shat, Rashi says, is because a hut is considered a temporary living quarter. It's a diras aroi. And the only time something's considered a city is if you have a whole bunch of huts or houses together in an area where the dirois respectively are chashuv. If, however, they're dirois aroi, so they're not considered chashuv enough, and as a result, even though they're all together in the same area, we don't look at it as a city. If it was a city, you would measure the Alpayim Amma from the outskirts of the city. But being that we don't look at it as a city, so each hut has to measure his own Alpayim Amma. Masiv Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked the kasha, v'yachinu ala yardein mi beis hayishimois. The pasuk says that the Yidin resided near the yardein from beis hayishimois. The end of the pasuk is Ad Ovel Hashitim. Omer Rabbi Bar Chano. Rabbi Bar Chano said, "Dichazu Yahu Asra." I saw the place that the Yidden were at, where they were encamped. This is in the Midbar. Vavetlasi Parsi, Alflasi Parsi. It was three parsois by three parsois. Tiny we learned to the Brisk Shein Niftin. When the Yidden that were in the Midbar had to go to the bathroom, Ein Niftin Loi Lifnei and Veloi Litzedeim. So they weren't allowed to use the bathroom in front of the Machna, nor towards the side of the Machna, Elo Lacharem. They would have to walk all the way to the back of the Machna, and it was only there that they were able to use the bathroom. What's the kasha? They had to use the bathroom on Shabbos. How are they allowed to walk so far? So you'll tell me, what do you mean? The whole Machna Yisrael was looked at as a city. The problem is, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were living in proverbial huts. They were living in tents. So if that's the case, and Rav Huna said, we don't look at all the houses, all these tents, all these huts as a city. So how were the Yidden allowed to go to the bathroom on Shabbos? Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Digle Midbar Kamrit, you're asking a kasha from the Yidden in the Midbar? A classic. Even the Chsiv Bahu, being that it says regarding the Yidden in the Midbar, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, being that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, it says Al Pi Hashem Yachnu Val Pi Hashem Yiso, meaning everything was being done Al Pi Hashem. They were being guided by Anani Yaakovim, even though, yeah, physically they lived in what was a diras aroi, but at the same time it was Al Pi Hashem Yachnu Val Pi Hashem Yiso, and that gave a kfius to their residence. As a result, that entire area was viewed as a city. And when it comes to measuring the Alpayim Amma, you don't measure the Alpayim Amma from each individual hut, but rather you measure the Alpayim Amma from the surrounding area. Meaning a person could be living in a diras aroi. He could be sitting in a sukkah covered with tzchach, with two walls, and the third one is a tefach. But al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yiso is kemande kviyu luhudami. Either way, there's a lot to talk about on this Gemara that we just learned. Number one, the whole idea of Rabbi Bar Barchana, who saw the area where the Yidden were in the Midbar, who showed this place to Rabbi Bar Barchana. Did the Yidden have to use the bathroom when they were in the Midbar? When they were in the Midbar, they ate man. Man was lechem abirim. It was the meichel that the malachim eat. It was nivla be'evarim. So why in general did they have to be nifna? And this whole concept of al pi Hashem yachinu v'al pi Hashem yiso, which creates halachic differences, it's kamandik field udami. There's so much to talk about, but Erevin dafnun vav is not about rei. Erevin dafnun vav is about harving through a very challenging daf. Zok de gemara. Amar Rav Chinana, bar Rav Kahana, amar Rav Ashim. Yesham sholish chaser shoshne batim. In the event that in this place where the tzrifim are, you would have three chaseres, and each chaser would have two real houses, hukfu, that would be enough to create a chashivos even for the huts. Meaning, if you have huts that are all scattered around, but in the area where the huts are, you also have some real houses. So the real houses would be enough to create a kfir, so that even the huts are now considered to be kavu. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yoishvei Tzrifin, people that live in huts, v'olchei midbaris, people that live in the midbar, chayeyem einam chayeyem. their lives are not considered lives, uneshayim uvneim enim shalahem, and their families are not considered their family either. People that live in huts, it's as if they are mason. They literally live in a kfura, in a kevev. Regarding their daughters, it says, arur shoychev im kol behema, and this is a euphemism that we assume their children, at the very least, are suffik mamzerim. So you want to tell me, yoishvei tzrifim ki yoishvei kvarim, okay, to live in a hut is nakishmak, and as a result, someone that lives in a hut, it's literally as if he lives in a kever, beseder. But why would their children be mamzerim? Why would we assume that their children are not really theirs? So Ula Amar Ula said, she'in lehem marchatzois. The reason is because people that live in huts don't have local bathhouses. And men used to like to go to a bathhouse. So in the event that a man had to go to a bathhouse, he would end up being away for an extended period of time. There was now a chashash that maybe someone was mezana with their wives, and as a result, their children are not their children. Yechid and Amay said a different reason. Because the women, when they used to go to be toivel in the mikvah, so they would go together as a group, and they would talk to each other, and men would sometimes overhear, and they would come and be ma'anes, these women, and sometimes there would be children, and as a result, again, the children are chashu to maybe be mamzer. The Gemara says, "My benayi, is there a nafkamina between Ulus Pshat and Rabbi Yechon's Pshat?" The Gemara says, "A very obvious nafkamina. It could be nayi. Nahar the Zamal Kabeisa. What if you have a nar? You have a river that's next to the Tzrifin, but you don't have a base on Merchitz. Meaning it wasn't shchiach to have a bathhouse. A bathhouse is something you have in a town, in a city, where the people live in huts, they didn't have any bathhouses. But another there might be. So if the issue is the women are talking, they're in a vulnerable situation when they're going to be toivel, the nar is very close by. They used to toivel in the nar. So it wouldn't be an issue. If it's because the men went to the bathhouses, every single yoishvei tzrifin is going to end up having this concern. Any city that has no vegetables, ain't Talmidei Chacham Rishoy Ladurba. Talmid Chacham is not allowed to live in a city that has no vegetables. It sounds like vegetables are a good thing. But tiny, we learned to the price. There are three things that cause a person to have to go to the bathroom. And it causes a person to be bent over a little bit. And it takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. If somebody eats bread that's made from unrefined flour, new beer, the yarek and vegetables. So here you're telling me vegetables are a good thing. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to live in a city that doesn't have vegetables. And then again, you have this idea, Chazal say, Shloisha Marbenes Azevel, and Koyfefenes Akoymo, take away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. So you see, it's a bet. Incidentally, what would be the reason that a Talmud Chacham should have to live in a city with his vegetables? So the bottom Rashi on Nun Heyom Adbe says, Levisha Yerik Toiv Lamaichel, number one, it's good. It's good to eat. Vinilkach b'dol, it's very cheap, and therefore v'yachal asik b'toyra. If you're going to have to go catch animals in order to eat, so when are you going to have time to learn? But if there's vegetables in the city, so then it's going to be easy for the Talmud Chacham. But the bottom line is, we have a series. Are vegetables good for you, or are vegetables bad for you? That's the question. Zok the Gemara loy kasha. Depends what type of vegetable. Not all vegetables were created equally. Ha b'tumi v'karti, ha b'shar yarki. Tumi v'karti are good. Garlic and leek of Rosh Hashanah fame. Whereas other vegetables, not as good. Kidatanya, we learned in the Braisa, shum yarok, shum, garlic is very good. Creation is like a chatzi yarek. It's almost as good. But the bottom line is, tumi and karti, these are considered good vegetables. Niritz night, if somebody sees a radish, niritz amchayim. It's as if he saw light. Frank Dimar statue with Henry learned to the price. And near some of us. If someone sees a radish, he might as well see the malacham of us. So the Gemara says, no, loy kasha. Kan ba'olin, kan be'imois. There's a difference between the leaves as opposed to the radish itself. Or kan be'imois acham and kan be'imois acham. There's a difference between seeing radishes during the summer versus seeing radishes during the winter. So which one is this? Rashi says, olin kashin, the leaves are bad for you. The imois, a yofen, those are good. The shirish, meaning the root, is good. Be moisachama, it's good. Be moisachshamim, it's not so good. Amrav yudam arav, kolish yesh ba mailis amayrodois. Any city that has a lot of steep stairs and it's not so easy to get through. So adamu behema sheba mesim chatzi yameim. The people and the animals in that city are going to end up living chatzi yameim, meaning they're going to die prematurely. Mesim solka daitach says they want, really, they're going to die early. Eleim maskin mechatzi, doesn't mean they're going to die early necessarily, but they're going to age. Meaning having to walk up and down these steep areas is going to cause wear and tear on the body, and person, even when he's young, he's going to end up looking older. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Hani Muli is the Bei Biri the Bei Narash. He said the paths between Bei Biri and Bei Narash, Askin is what caused me to look older. Exhale. Either way, the first part of the daf was the calm before the storm. Now the Gemara is going to get intense. Tanu Rabbona, Balu Rabba. So we saw on daf Nun Hei Amar Aleph that if you have a city that's shaped like a circle, so the first thing you do is you square off the circle. This is the halachas of Tchumen. You always turn the square, you convert it, the circle, you convert it into a square, and then you measure the alpayim av. And you end up benefiting by doing that. What do you benefit? The corners. But the point is, the way you start, the haschalas advarim, every time you're going to measure the Tchum, is you have to convert your circle-shaped city into a square. Says the Gemara Price. If you're coming to square off a round city, so what you should do is you should try to align the sides of the square so that they're going to be in the same direction as the sides of the world. North, south, east, west. So you want your northern wall of your city to be aligned perpendicular with the northern front of the world. South, east, west. Sokti Gemara, meaning, noising tzvayna letzvaynaylam, udraima ledraimaylam, v'simanich, and a good simon, a good way to know which one's which. Maybe if you know what, you don't know what north and south is. So egla, the mazel of egel, the mazel of shar is betzaf, and that's to the north. V'akrav, and the mazel of scorpion is betarim, it's to the south. So if you know where the mazel is, you'll know what north is, you'll know what south is, and you'll know how to square off your city. Let's say you don't know how to do this, meaning you're not familiar with the constellations. You don't know where the mazel of Egel is. You don't know where the mazel of Akrav is. So is there another way to figure this out? So Rabbi Yossi said, yeah, what you should do is merabab kemina tkufa. You should work with the tkufais. Meaning, if you understand the tkufais a little bit, and you understand the horizon, where exactly the sun rises and sets during different periods of the year, you'll be able to use that information to be able to create your four sides of this city that you just squared off. Ketzad. Chama yoitza b'yoyim aruch v'sheikas b'yoyim aruch. What you should do is you should go on the longest day of the year, which is during Tkufas Tammuz. When the sun rises, draw a point to that part of the horizon, and then when it sets, draw another point, draw a line between those two points. That's your Pnei Tzofen, that's your northern front. The same exact thing, the equivalent thereof, as it relates to on the shortest day of the year, which is in Tkufas Teves, those are the Lele Teves, the very long nights. So the point where the sun rises and where it sun sets, you draw a line between those two points, and that's going to be your southern front. So you just created your northern front. You need a cheshbon during Tkufas Tammuz. You created your southern front. You had a cheshbon that during Tkufas Teves. Once you have two sides of your square, you end up having the other two sides. That's easy. Just draw lines between north and south, and you can end up having your four sides. Gemara continues and just explains, if you want the technicalities of how you get the other sides, Tkufas Nisan v'Tkufas Tishrei, Chama Yoitze b'chatzi Mizrach, during the other two Tkufas. So the Chama goes out b'chatzi Mizrach, it's Sheikas b'chatzi Mayrif. Shenema, how do you know that there's differences between the way the sun is relative to planet Earth, depending on the tkufa? It's a pasuk in Koheles. Hoylech al darim v'soyviv al tzafayin. Hoylech al darim b'yoy v'soyviv al tzafayin b'layla. And then the pasuk continues. It's in soyviv hoylech al ruach elu pnei mizrach u'mayrev pa'amim mahalachtam. There are sometimes that it goes through pnei mizrach u'mayrev u'pa'amim misavavtam, and sometimes it goes around it. Again, you can go get as technical as you want, but from a super high level, all we're saying is that you see that the relationship between Earth and the sun differs depending on the tkufa. The bottom line is that if you're trying to create your four walls that are going to be aligned with the Bria, and you're not really sure how to do it, you're not familiar with the constellations, so you need to pull out your plan B. You know what your plan B is? You can start drawing lines depending on where the sun rises and sets, depending on the tkufa. So on the Yom Aruch, then you should go and look at where the sun rises, sun sets, draw a line between those two points. That's your tzofen. On the Yom Kotzer, you should do the same exact thing. That's your darim. Once you have those two sides, you can end up having your four sides. That's the way you're supposed to square off your city. Amar Rav Misharshia, so Rav Misharshia said, Lesnu lahani klali. I disagree with all these klalim. Ironically, Rav Misharshia was the one
And Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, when we were discussing the easier klalim, the klalim of Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, Halachik Rabbi Mechaveiroi, Rabbi Yisim Mechaveirov, Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiroi, there too was Rabbi Misharshia, who had the big zog, who said, Les nu lahani klali. Here too, he said, these klalim as well, as it relates to the astronomy and the tkufis, he doesn't agree with these klalim. The Tanya, he said, it's a mefurish of Reisli. Yotzachamim, Yoylam Bekerim, Ezrachas Tzvainis, Veshaka Bekerim, Arav is Tzvainis. Never works out so perfectly. When the sun is rising in the northern part and setting in the northern part during the longer days, it's never Kerem Mizrachis Tzvainis and Kerem Aravis Tzvainis. So you're drawing points and you think you have it all figured out exactly the way it works. Rashi said it's a brisa, it's not so precise. And because it's not so precise, he said there's no way in the world for you to use this as creating your dimensions, your four sides of the city so that you can align the walls of the city together with the walls of the world. Either way, so we mentioned the four tkufos. Why did we mention the four tkufos? We're learning Masech Tzeirivin. The reason is because we're dealing with a round city, we're squaring off the city, and there's this idea that l'katchila, you're supposed to square off the city so that the four walls are aligned north, south, east, west with the Brios HaOlam. And we're trying to give you ideas, if a person doesn't know exactly how to make that work, how we can figure it out. So the Gemara is going to digress from here until the bottom of the Yomid just to talk a little bit about the tkufos. And the Gemara is really going to make a little bit of a cheshbon. Once you have the formula, it's basic math, and all you need to do is plug it into your spreadsheet. But that's essentially what we're about to do now. So we know that the world, the year, is made up of 365 days and 6 hours. Those 6 hours are very important today's daf. So the solar year is made up of 365 days and 6 hours. The lunar year is 354 days. The solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. Those 365 days and 6 hours are divided into four tkufas, four seasons. This tkufas Nisan, this tkufas Tammuz, this tkufas Tishrei, and this tkufas Teves. The length of time of each tkufa is exactly the same, which means each tkufa is 365 days and 6 hours divided by four. If you take 365 days and 6 hours and you divide it by four, what you're going to get is that each tkufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours. 91 days is exactly 13 weeks. 91 divided by 7 is 13, which means it's 13 weeks and 7.5 hours. That's the exact length of every tkufa. Doesn't matter if it's Nisan, if it's Tammuz, if it's Tishrei, if it's Teves. It's always going to be 13 weeks and 7.5 hours. That's the cheshbon. Which means, if you want to do a little bit of math, that if you know when one tkufa starts, you can figure out what hour, or literally, the next tkufa is going to start. Because the next tkufa is going to be 13 weeks and 7.5 hours later. And the tkufa after that is going to be the same thing. It's going to be 13 weeks and 7.5 hours after that. And the next kufa is going to be 13 weeks and 7.5 hours after that. And the next kufa is going to be 13 weeks and 7.5 hours after that. The week is the week. That's the constant. So if you want to figure out what hour does the kufa start? Just give me one kufa. I can tell you all the kufas. Mamish from here until Mashiach's site. And you can figure it out. Because it's always going to be 7.5 hours later. So once you have one kufa, you can have the other kufa. That's number one. Number two, another just basic thing that you can take out of this, a rule. And that is that if you know when one tkufas Nisan was, just to pick an example of any one of the four tkufas, you know that the next tkufas Nisan is going to be, from an hour perspective, 30 hours later. Right? That's what it's going to be. Because it's 7.5, 7.5, 7.5, 7.5, 7.5 times 4 is 30. Now, 24 hours is a full day, which means that if you know when one tkufas Nisan is, the following tkufas Nisan is going to be, from an hour perspective, 6 hours later. So the relationship between one tkufa and the other tkufa, between Nisan and Tammuz and Tishrei and Tishrei and Teves and Nisan, the relationship between one tkufa and another tkufa is always going to be 7.5 hours. The relationship between one tkufas Nisan and the next tkufas Nisan, and then the next tkufas Nisan, or one tkufas Tammuz and the next tkufas Tammuz and the next tkufas Tammuz is always going to be 6 hours. Right? It's very simple. That's what it is. So from one tkufa to the next tkufa, not the same tkufa the next time, The very next Tkufa. From Nisan to Tammuz is always going to be 7.5 hours. From one Nisan to the next Nisan is always going to be 6 hours. Really 30 hours. But if you're focusing in on the hour, the 24 hours just is a full day. So that's a wash. And what you end up with is 6 hours. So with that basic formula, the Gemara does a little bit of math. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Ein Tkufas Nisan Nifeles Ela Barba Riveyam. I can tell you exactly, said Shmuel, when every single Tkufas Nisan is going to fall out. And he said, always going to fall out during one of the quarters of the day. Either the beginning of day, the beginning of night, Chatzi Hayoim or Chatzi Alayla. And what's this based on? One more Hanacha. B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam, like Rabbi Yeshua, and the Ma'oirois were created on the fourth day, but B'tchilas Halayla. If B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam, that means the world started B'tkufas Nisan, it's B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam, and the Ma'iris were created B'tchilas Halayla. So the first Tkufa started B'tchilas Halayla. So that means that every Tkufas Nisan is always going to be on the 6 hour. So if the first one was B'tchilas Halayla, the next one is B'chatzi Halayla. The next one's B'tchilas Hayom. The next one's B'chatzi Hayom. So Shmuel said, it's very simple. He said, the math is that every single Tkufas Nisan is going to be during one of the four quarters. Either B'tchilas Hayom, or B'tchilas Halayla, or it's going to be B'chatzi Hayom, it's going to be B'chatzi Halayla. What about Tkufas Tammuz? It's the same thing, just add 7.5 hours. Vein Tkufas Tammuz Nefeles, Oyla Ba'aches, Umechza, Oybu Sheva Umechza, Bein Ba'yom, Bein Ba'layla. If the first Tkufas Nisan was B'tchilas Halayla, when was the first Tkufas Tammuz? 7.5 hours into the night. If that's the case, when was the second Tkufas Tammuz? 1.5 hours into the day. The third one was 7.5 hours into the day. The fourth one was 1.5 hours into the light. Because it's always a 6 hour delay. So it's going to be 7.5, 1.5, 7.5, 1.5. That's always how it is. So again, Tkufas Tammuz is always going to be either 1.5 hours or 7.5 hours. What about Tishrei? So the first Tkufas Tishrei was 7.5 hours after 7.5 hours into the night, which is 3 hours into the day, which means the second one will be 9 hours into the day, 6 hour delay, which means the next one will be 3 hours into the night, next one will be 9 hours down tonight. What did Shmuel say? It's always going to be the third hour, or it's going to be the ninth hour. What about Tkufas Teves? If the first Tkufas Tishrei was 3 hours into the day, when was the first Tkufas Teves? 10.5 hours into the day, 7.5 hours after that. Which means when's the next Tkufas Teves? There is the 6 hour relationship. So it's going to be 4.5 hours into the night. The next one's going to be 10.5 hours into the night. Next one's going to be 4.5 hours into the day. Zok Shmuel, vein Tkufas Teves nefels. Elo oiba arbu mechza, oiba eser mechza. Bein 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 belayla. Vein bein. Right, perfect. Mamash simple. The aim being tkufa le tkufa, and there's no difference between tkufa le tkufa, elo tishin ve echod yoim, the sheva shoyis amechza. That's the difference between tkufa le tkufa. It's 91 days and 7.5 hours. In other words, very, very simple. There's just two formulas that we have to have. The first formula is that from an hour per se, we're zoning in on the hours. The difference on the hour of the day between one tkufa and the next tkufa, between Nisan and Tammuz, from Tammuz to Tishrei, from Tishrei to Teves, v'chayza chalila from Teves to Nisan, is always going to be 7.5 hours. Additionally, the difference on the hour, we're just focusing it on the hour now, between one Nisan and the next Nisan and the next Nisan, or one Tammuz and the next Tammuz and the next Tammuz, is always going to be 30 hours, which means 6 hours. So it's very, very simple. And we know when it all started. It all started the Bria Sa'ilam, 5,781 years ago. That's when this all started. It started Benisa Nivra Ha'ilam. Benisa Nivra Ha'ilam. B'tchila Sa'ilam. Once you have that piece of information, you know all the mazalis. You can map it out. And everything is perfect. Additionally, Shmuel added one piece. And he said, Ve'ein tkufa meshachas b'chaverta ela chatzi shah. And this is based on another piece of information. And that is that there are 7 stars that govern the world during certain tkufas. So he said that if you want to know which star is going to be shoylet during any respective tkufa, so whatever star is being shoylet in the beginning of one tkufa, the following tkufa is always going to be a half hour in to when that same star is being shoylet. Because the point is, it's a 7.5 hour gap. So if whatever started, it's 1 hour per star, 7 hours. If it's 7.5 hours, it's always going to be a chatzi shah into the next one. So the ein tkufa meshechas mechaverto, as it relates to the koichve haleches, these shooting stars, ela chatzi shah. Amash mosh musa in the chatkufa simish and nefalas betzadek. Anytime tkufas nisan falls out during the star of tzedek, it's very scary. She'ena mishaber sa'ilonis, always breaks trees. Ve'en l'chatkuf es tevish, and it falls b'tzedek, if tevish falls out during tzedek, she'ena miyavesh sa'azram, it dries out all the plants. V'hudis yalet, but you have to read the fine print, this is only true if it happens, if the moilet of the levana is either b'levana or b'tzedek. If the moilet of the moon happens during the star of the moon, levana is also one of the kaychavim, or it happens during the star of tzedek, excel. Either way, this was, I think, the less intense part of the daf. The real fun is on Amud Beis. Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a Braisa, Hamirabeya Esoir, if somebody is squaring off a city, so Oisa Oisa Kemin Tavla Merubas. So what you do is you create a square. That's the first thing that you're supposed to do around the circle. And then what you do is you create areas that are going to be the alpayamama that are going to make up the tchum. And each tchum is also made up of a square that's going to be 2,000 amis by 2,000 amis. Meaning, they too should end up being exactly 2,000 amis. So again, the halacha is, on Shabbos, a person is allowed to walk up until 2,000 amos outside the city limits. What happens if your city is a circle? So, special halacha, a fantastic kula, you square off the city. After you square off the city, then you measure your alpayim am. That's a very, very big kula. Why? Because when you square off the city, you end up benefiting the corners. The corners are now part of the city. They're not part of the alpayim am of outside the city. They're part of the city itself. That's the first kula. The second big chiddush is, and this we didn't see yet, this is being introduced right here in this braisa, on daf nun vav amud beis, and that is, what we do is, when we create the actual tchum, so you would say, okay, just measure 2,000 amos l'chol ruach, and you're going to be done. That's not what you do. You know what you do? The tchum is made up of tavlois. It's made up of squares, where each square is going to be 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Very big chiddush. And you know how many squares it's going to be made up of? It's going to be made up. So you have north, south, east, west. So you have a square that's 2,000 amos, square that's 2,000 amos, square that's 2,000 amos, square that's 2,000 amos. Now, incidentally, the width of this square depends on the width of the city. It's going to be parallel to the city, right? But the length of this square, that's 2,000 amos. That's the tchum, right? You can walk up until 2,000 amos. So you're going to measure up until 2,000 amos. That's how far out it's going to extend. As far as the width, it depends. If your city is 1,000 amos wide, so the tchum is going to be 1,000 by 2,000. If your city is 2,000 amos wide, then it's going to be 2,000 by 2,000. If it's 3,000 amos wide, it'll be 3,000 by 2,000. The one part of this that remains constant is the alpayim amos. It's the 2,000 amos. But either way, you get alpayim amos l'chol ruach. But here's the chiddush. We'll speak it outside first. And that is that how about if I don't want to walk north, south, east, west, but I want to walk on a diagonal. I want to walk on a, go outside my city. I want to walk diagonal. I'm allowed to walk diagonal, right? So l'chur you would say, I could walk up until 2,000 amos. No. You know what you do in the corners for the person that wants to jaywalk? He wants to walk diagonal. You put a square there too. So essentially what you do is you don't just put four squares around the city. You actually end up putting eight squares around the city. North, south, east, west. What if it was a round city? Doesn't matter. You square it off. And then north, south, east, west gets its own square that's alpayim am long. How wide? Depending on how wide the side of the city is. And then in the four corners, you end up putting another square. Now that square is going to be exactly 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. This is going to be important in the cheshbon of the Gemara. Why? Because the corner is going in between the two sides that are aligned, adjacent to it, each of which are 2,000 amos long. So if I have 2,000 amos long going one direction, I have 2,000 amos going in another direction. One's going north, one's going east. And now I want to plop down something into the corner that's northeast, so naturally that is going to be 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Now, why does that help me? Why is this another kula? The reason another kula is because the diagonal of a square is longer than the sides of the square. In fact, Rashi says that the ratio between the diagonal of the square and any one of its sides is 1.4 to 1. So if I put a full square in the four corners, that means I'm going to be able to walk more than alpayim amos l'chol ruach if I go the diagonal way. If I go straight, the derech hayashar, it's 2,000 amos. If I go to the side, derech hayashar, it's 2,000 amos. If, however, I put something in the corner, it's going to end up being yoseh me alpayim amos. Why? Because that diagonal is 1.4 times Alpayim Amah, which means it's really 2,800 Amahs. So I'm getting another 800 Amahs in that direction. Why should I get that? It's a special chiddush. It's a chiddush because everything works with squares. We don't work with circles in Truman. Everything has to be squared off. So what I just did, if I had a round city, I ended up getting double whammied in a good way. I got two benefits, literally. What's the two benefits? Number one, I took my round city and I squared it off. So I ended up gaining those corners. That's the first thing I benefited from. And the second thing that I benefited from was I ended up, if I decide to walk on the, if I go straight, it doesn't matter. It's the same Alpayim Amah. But if I decide to go in a diagonal, so now that diagonal, I'm going to end up benefiting as well. How much am I going to benefit? A lot. 1.4 times what I was supposed to go. Because if I go straight, I can go 2,000 amas. But if I go in that way, in the diagonal way, I can actually go more than 2,000 amas. I can actually go up to 2,800 amas. So says the Braisa that by going ahead and doing this, by number one, squaring off my round city, and by number two, putting squares even in the corner, each of which is going to be Alpayim by Alpayim, because that's the metzias of how it's going to be. Because again, what's the corner? How do you create the corner? You created the corner. You have two tchumin. Each one is 2,000 amas long, and I just plopped the corner in. So that corner, by definition, is 2,000 by 2,000. The sides of the corner are the sides of the tchumin, each of which is 2,000 amas. So I'm going to end up gaining a lot. So how much do I gain? So the Gemara does the math for me. Nimtzes, so ir mistakeres. It comes out, the city benefits as follows. Arba meis amis lakan. The arba meis amis lakan. You're going to end up getting 400 amas to each side, assuming you're standing in the middle of the city. You're going to get 400 amas extra because of the fact that you squared off the circle. We'll explain this in a second. Additionally, nimsu tchumim mistakrin, the tchum itself, that's easy. Shmeinu meyaz amas lakan, shmeinu meyaz amas lakan. That we just explained. Because really it was supposed to be 2,000 amas, and instead of it being 2,000 amas, you end up getting 2,800 amas because you get 1.4 times each side. You end up getting those extra 800 amas. Nimsu, which comes out then, ho'ir utchumim mistakrin, the city, together with the tchum. If you add it up together, so in each direction you gain 400 plus, you gained another 800. So how much did you gain in total? What's 400 plus 800? Elifu masayim lakan, velu masayim lakan. You get 1,200 in every direction. Now this math that the Gemara just made is assuming one major hanocha. Abaya speaks it out. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, "Umeshkacha." So this only works out. But masad habi trei alfi atrei alfi. This math that the Gemara just gave is true if the city was 2,000 amnes by 2,000 amnes. Meaning, which part of this is Abaya referring to? The first part. We said that this city ends up benefiting a lot of amnes from a Truman perspective. Usually, it's Alpayim amnes from the end of your city. Here, you just did two things. Number one, you squared off your city, so you gain. And number two, you stuck a corner in. So if you want to walk on a diagonal, then you can end up gaining there as well. How much do you gain? So the Bryce is looking at it from the perspective of someone that's standing in the middle of the city, and he walks, still walk in one direction. You're at the center point of the city. You're going to gain 400 amnes in the city itself. And then you're going to gain an extra 800 amas in the tchum. Why would you gain 400 amas? Really, it depends on the size of the city. Abaye said it's true. It does depend on the size of the city. And I'm going to tell you what the Braisa was assuming. The Braisa was assuming that the city was 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. If it's 2,000 by 2,000, and you just went and you created a square around your circle, so essentially what you gained was when you converted your circle into a square, you ended up gaining the 1.4 times because the circle's diameter was 2,000 amas, but what you just did was you created a circle, a square around it. And being that you created a square around it, so now the diagonal of the square, you benefit the corners, ends up giving you 1.4 times of what you were supposed to get. So if the diameter of the circle was 2,000 amas, we're talking about a city that was 2,000 amas, and now you squared it off. So it went from just being 2,000 in every direction to Alpayim al Alpayim, because now it's a square. And how much did you gain? You gained 1.4 times, that extra 0.4. What's 0.4 of 2,000 amas? It's 800 amas, which means if you're in the midpoint, I have 400 in this direction, I have 400 in that direction. So in the city itself gained 800. 400, if I want to go one way, standing in the middle. 400 if I want to go another way, standing in the middle. Each tchum we said already is Alpayim by Alpayim. That's just the metzias. It has to be Alpayim by Alpayim. Which means the diagonal gets me another 0.4 times that, 40% of that, which is another 800 amas. So essentially you have 800 amas extra that you gain from converting the circle to a square. You have another 800 amas that you gain in the tchum itself, which means You have two tchumen, by the way, because you have the tchum going in one direction, tchum going the other direction. So depending on which direction you want to go, in total, what you could have is 800 and 800 and 800, which is 2400. But the way we're looking at it is from someone that's standing in the middle. And I can either go rechts or I can go links. So if I go rechts, I have 1200. If I go links, I go 1200, right? Again, we're looking at it from the Bryce was talking about a person who's standing in the middle of the universe. Literally, that's where he is. He's mamish in the hearts of this city. If he wants to go one direction, he's going to get the extra 400. Half of the extra 800, plus he has that one tchum, which got me another 800. So I end up getting 1,200 in every direction. That's the way I get where I need to get. Zokt, de gemara weiter. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. So really, from a pure Erevin perspective, the gemara technically could have stopped here. The gemara is going to come back to this, and there's going to be another ha'ara at the very end of the sugya. But we just mentioned that Abaye made an akimta to explain a braisa regarding Erevin, that it was talking about a city that was 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas with the relationship between the diameter of the circle and now the diagonal that goes through the square that was just created around the circle of being 1.4 times. So the Gemara is going to bring another discussion that the Tanoim and the Amiram had that's very much related to what we just said. So we know that the Levi'im were Ke'en Le'chelik V'Nachle Imach. However, they had the Memches Ari Levi'im. There were 48 cities that they got. The Torah says when the Levi'im got cities, you had to give them a little landscaping. How much area did you have to give them? So you had to give them a Tchum, and the Tchum was made up of 2,000 Amas. Said Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, that if you go through the Pesukim, we saw a little bit about this already, Tzei Mehem Elef Amas Migrosh, there was 1,000 Amas that had to be 100% open, meaning of those 2,000 Amas, 1,000 of those Amas, the Levi'im were allowed to plant things, they can use it as like a vineyard and grow things. There was 1,000 amas that had to be completely open. Incidentally, the 1,000 amas that were open were the 1,000 amas that were closer to the city. It was the ones farther away from the city, that's where you were able to do what you needed to do. Said Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yossi, Nimtzitz, it comes out, Migrash, the open area, is Revia. It's 1/4 of the entire area. Vashar, the rest of the area, is Sadeh Sakraman. It's going to be Sadeh Sakraman. So there were 2,000 Amis, said Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, of the 2,000 Amis, 1,000 was Migrash, that's open area. The other 1,000, you were able to work agriculturally. And he said, if that's the case, it comes out that the Migrash part is 1/4 of the rest of it. We'll see very much in detail what that means. Benani Mili, Amar Rabbat, Amar Kro, Mikiro, Ir, V'chutzah, Elef, Amas, Saviv, Amar Retire, Saviv, V'sa'ir, Be'elef. So the Pasuk says that you should encircle the city with 1,000 amas of Migrash, but the point is, there's 1,000 amas of Migrash. Beyond that, there was another area of 1,000 amas where you were able to do what you're allowed to do. But the punchline, Ashenageya le'inyoneinu, is Nimtza Migrash Revia. It comes out that the Migrash was 1/4 of the rest of the year. Fate the Gemara, Revia, Palgar. Sounds to me like it's half. You tell me there's 2,000 amas of open area. Of that, 1,000 is Migrash. This is simple math. 1,000 is half of 2,000. How could it be a quarter? Amar Rava. So Rava said, Bar Ada Mishoicha Azberli. I spoke to the surveyor Bar Ada. I asked him this question, and he explained it to me. He said, Mishkachas of a Masad Avi Trey Alfi Atrey Alfi. He said, where Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, was referring to, he was probably discussing a city that was 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. Okay, if the city is 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas, so tchum kamahavo, so how large is the tchum going to be? So you're going to have a tchum of 2,000 amas on each side. If the city is 2,000 by 2,000, so each side is now going to have a tchum that's going to be 2,000 by 2,000. What is 2,000 by 2,000? It's very rare that the Gemara talks about numbers that are this big. What's 2,000 times 2,000? It's 4 million. It's 4 million on each side. 4 million times 4 is 16 million. So tchum kamahavu, shitzer. If you add it all together, it's 16, not 16. It's 16 million, right? That's the number. That's the square footage as far as amis go, as far as the migrish goes. Okay. Now, in addition to that, Adam Mishaycha told me, Rava said, that you have kronos. The Ari Alevim had kronos, just like in Mesechtes Erevin, in the sugyas of Tchumen, you get kronos, so you got kronos as well. Kronos kamahavin shitzer. You work the kronos the same way you work it in Tchumen. You literally put the same thing over there. So it comes out, the kronos are also 2,000 by 2,000, which is 4 million times 4, which is 16 million. So how much space do you end up having? So you end up having 16 million square amas of tchum and another 16 million square amas of kronos. Okay, dal tamni de tchumin. Now you have to have some open area. How much open area did you have to have? So the open area was not 2,000, but it was 1,000. Now it's 1,000 by 2,000 amas because it goes across the entire width, but it doesn't go 2,000 amas in, it goes 1,000 amas in. So essentially, it's 2 by 1 times 4, which is really 8 million. So you have 8 million square amos of Midrash. The Arba de Kronos on the Kronos also. You don't get the full benefit. You can end up getting one on this side and one on that side. So it end up being 1 by 1. 1 by 1 is 1, times 4 is 4. Kamahava, the Gemara does all the math for us today, sir. So you end up with 12. So if that's the case, so you have total square footage based on so far what Bar Adam Mishaycha said of 32. Of the 32, 12 is Migrash. Fake the Gemara, it's still not a quarter. 12 and 32 is not a quarter. Nimsa Migrash Revia, Femi Tilson Inu. It's even more than a third, right? 36 would be a third. This is 12 out of 32. So it's even more than a third. So the Gemara says, I see Arba, the Masa Shadi Alai. Now you take the, we're talking about a city that was 2,000 by 2,000. So the square amas of the city itself was 4 million. So it's 32 plus 4 is 36. Of the 36, 12, we just said, is Migrash. So it comes out, that's your quarter. Frank the Gemara, it still doesn't work out to Tosahava. Still not a quarter. What it is, a third. 12 of 36 is one third. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, here's the punchline. Mi sabris biribu kamrida. Now, Adam Eshecha was talking about a city that was really a circle, but it was squared off. And when it was squared off, it ended up being 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. But the city itself was a circle. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, kama meruba yesra lo igo. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. How, if you take the area of a circle and then you draw a square around it, so the square is going to be bigger, its area. Why? Because obviously you have the corners. How much more is it going to be? 4/3 more. Meaning the ratio from the circle that's drawn inside the square is 3/4. So essentially, if that's the case, so if really this square was once upon a time a circle, how much more area, how much more space is there in a square versus a circle, revia? It's 1/4. So dao revia meinayu. So what you need to do is now take your number and multiply it by 3/4. So your original tchum of Migrash, which was 12 million amis, just got knocked down by 25%. Multiply it by 3/4. So what's the real number now? It's going to be 9. Oh, if it's going to be 9, the total number, the gross number is 36 million. If you take the square amas of the city and the tchumin and the kronos, you have 36. Of the 36 million, how much of it is Migrash? 9. V'tisha, mitlasen, v'shita, riva, hava, givaldik. 9 of 36 is exactly 1/4. Now you notice there's one lumdus that the Gemara said. There's one hanacha in halacha that we just made. And that is that when you have a square, you have a city that's shaped like a circle, and then you square it off, when you cheshbon the Migrash, you don't get the Migrash kafi the square, you get a kafi the circle. That's how this math worked out. Because what we're saying is that, yeah, you were looking at the city itself, which was a square, and you were assuming 1,000 amas all around. Based on that, you had 12 million square amas. That's really not what it is. You're really getting the migrash based on the circle. So it's interesting that the tchum is based on the square, but the migrash is based on the circle. That's the hanacha that Adam Eshecha told Rava must be going on over here. But the bottom line is, Rava said, do you want to know what the cheshbon is? How's it possible that the migrash represents 1/4? Well, it's not a quarter of anything. It's a half of all the area, l'chayra. And even if you try to tack on all the cheshbonis that we made, it still doesn't work out. So the Gemara said, hacha b'mayaskino, where the city itself was alpayim amma by alpayim amma, which is the same ekimta that Abaya made in the braisa that was negei tchumen. That's what we're talking about this. So it's alpayim amma by alpayim amma, but originally it was a circle like the braisa that we had with regards to tchumen. So if that's the case, your area of migrash is supposed to be 12 multiplied by 3/4, it's really 9. The total area of the ganze geshef, the whole city, the inside, the outside, the vineyards, oh, everything together is 36. 9 of 36 is exactly 1/4. That's how you come up with this number. But this is only the first of 4 pshatim. Abaya said a different pshat. He said, Mishkachas lo, it's going to be negev, but must have an alpha b'alf. He says, I could do the math. I could come out with the same exact cheshbon, meaning make sense of why the migrash would be 1/4, even if the city is not 2,000 by 2,000, but even if the city is 1,000 by 1,000. Also, if you have a city that's 1,000 by 1,000, so tchum and kama havya, how big is the tchum going to be? Tam, it's going to end up being 8 million square amas. Why? What's the cheshman? Because the length is always going to be alpayim amo. So it's going to be 2 by 1. Meaning the width is always dependent on the size of the city. But the length, we mentioned, is constant. The length is always alpayim amo. So basically what you're going to have is you're going to have 2 by 1 times 4, which is 8. Kronos kamahava. How much of the kronos going to be? So this is a little tricky. We mentioned this earlier. Shitzer is going to be 16. Because the kronos are always 2,000 by 2,000. Because the sides of the kronos are always kefi, the length of the tchumen. So it's always going to be 2,000 by 2,000. So there it's going to be 2,000 by 2,000, which is 4 million, times 4, which is 16. Right? Ironically, the kronos are bigger than the tchum, much bigger than the tchum. So the tchum is going to be how much? In this case, it's going to be tamni. The kronos, every single, doesn't matter how big or how small the city is, the kronos always ends up being, it always ends up being the same alpayim by alpayim. It's going to be shitzer. So far you have 8 plus 16 together is 24. Dal arba de tchumin, the arba de kronos. Now you have to knock off of the Migrash. How much does the Migrash get? It gets 1,000. So in this case, the city was 1,000 by 1,000. 1,000 by 1,000 is a million. So on each side, you get 1,000 or a million. Plus, you have the 4 kronos, which is another. You end up getting 8 million of Migrash. So you have 24 of total, plus 8 of Migrash. So how did it work according to Abaya? Nice math. But how does it work? It's still only a third. So the Gemara says, "Mi sarvis b'ribui ka'amrit." Oh, Abaye said, "You think we were talking about it was a square? It wasn't a square. Bigu'ula ka'amar. We're talking about where it was a circle." Okay, meaning the city that's 1,000 by 1,000 started off as a circle. If that was the case, now really, if you look at the actual city, it's supposed to be 3/4 that. Dal revia pashalushita. So you're 8. Which is your area of Migrash that we just had is really less than that. Because we said the Migrash goes kathi the circle, the original city. So what's 8 divide times 3/4? 8 times 3/4 is really 6. Or if it's 6, it's gevaldik v'shita mi'esrim varba rivahava. So if the total number is 24 and the Migrash is 6, 6 is exactly 1/4 of 24. There was one nafkamina between what Abaye did and Rava did. Number one, the nafkamina is, are we talking about a city that's 2,000 by 2,000 or 1,000 by 1,000? But also, are we adding back the square footage of the actual city? Or are we not adding back the square footage of the actual city? Rava's math was 36 million square amas. That was the total number. It was 9 of 36, which was 1/4. But the point is, you only got to 36 by adding back the actual city. It was 32 plus the original 4. In Abaye, you never added back the original city. So according to Abaye, the whole outer area was 24. It was the 8. Plus the 16, the 8 of the Tchumen, the 16 that with the Kronos, that's your 24. Your number is 6. Why is your number of 6 as it relates to Migrash? Really, it's 8 because it started off as a circle and your Migrash is kefi the circle, not kefi the square. The Tchum is kefi the square. The Migrash is kefi. It's inconsistent, but that's the way it works. And based on that, this is where Ravina Amar. Ravina had a different shot. He said, my Ravia, what does Ravia mean? It means Ravia the Tchumen. Ravina said that Lo'olam, I could tell you that pshat is the way Rava explained it. We're talking about a city that was 2,000 amis by 2,000 amis. And if the city was 2,000 by 2,000, so what was the cheshbon? The cheshbon was that we ended up with 32 million of the surrounding area. The problem was that if you had 32 million of the surrounding area, that, right, before we added back the 4 million square amas of the city itself, your area was really 32 million. The problem is that your city, your Migrash was 12. And being that the Migrash was 12, so 12 of 32 was even Yesem Yishlish, the Gemara asked. So the Gemara had to do two things to get past that point, right, in Rava's Cheshbon, based on what Barada, the Mishaycha, told him. One thing we did was we added back the square footage of the city. So we made it from 32 to 36. The other thing we did was we went from 12 and we knocked it down to 9 because we said that really started off as a circle. Ravina said, I can keep it simple. I don't think you have to make it so complicated. You know what you could do? What you could do is you're assuming that there's 12 million square amis of Migrash. How'd you get to 12 million square amis? Because you had the 4 sides plus you had the 4 corners. The 4 sides were each 2 by 1. That got you 8. 2 by 1 times 4. And then the corners were 1 by 1. That got you 12. there was no migrish in the corners. Oh, there was no migrish in the corners. It's revered the tchumen. It's very simple. You don't have to do more than the tchum. Stick with the tchum. Your number's 32, but you don't get the corners. If you don't get the corners, so how much migrish do you really have? You have the 8 million square amas. You have the 2,000 by 1,000 on each one of the four sides. Again, he's going with Rava that the city was 2,000 by 2,000. So you have 2,000 by 1,000 times 4, which is 8 million, which is exactly one quarter of 32. It's exactly one quarter of 32. That's how you end up in the same place. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi said, Pungfakert. He said, my Ravia. He said, what do you mean Ravia? It's just the opposite. It's Ravia the Kronos. He said, you don't get the Ravia of the, you don't get the Migrash of the Tchumin. You actually only get the migrash of the corners, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute. What in the world would be pshat on that? But you actually don't get it. You get the migrash davka of the corners. If you get the migrash davka of the corners, so what you end up getting is the four corners. The four corners are 4 million square amos. So if you get 4 million square amos, so that's going to end up being your one quarter. But the point is, you're not getting the four, you're not getting the migrash of the city. All you're getting is the migrash of the corners. Okay, and we're talking about a city that was 1,000 by 1,000 amis, and as a result, your four is going to end up being exactly one quarter of the 16, which was the amount of total amount of kronos. So the total amount of kronos we said was 16 million. The chelik that you're getting is only 1 by 1, and as a result, that's the cheshbon. It ends up being exactly 1/4. It's not 9 of 36, it's not 8 of 32, but rather it's the cheshbon ends up being 4 out of 16. So I understand. It says clearly in the pasuk that the migrash went saviv. Went saviv, it sounds like it went all around the city. How can you tell me it's only the corners? So Ravashi said, my saviv the kronos. You know what saviv means? It means the corners. I'll prove it to you. It says, the kehanim used to spritz the blood on the mizbeach saviv. We know that it went on the corners of the mizbeach. The zrika. It didn't go on the Mizbeach itself. Elo my sava, sava the kronos. Sava means the kronos. Hachanami here too. My sava. You don't want to know what sava means? It means sava the kronos. Amalei Rav Chavivi Michael's not the Rav Ashi. Vayika my Rasha the kronos. He said, I have one issue with all this. Basically, we're discussing. We have this whole cheshbon of how the migrash itself goes based on the circle, as we said earlier. But really, the city gets squared off. So we had a circle-shaped city. We squared off the city, talking about the Ariel Avian. And then we went and we extended it 2,000 amas. But as it relates to the migrash is part of the square because it doesn't go around the square. It goes around the circle, which is in the inside part of the square. So he said it comes out the migrash is inside the city. I thought the migrash was supposed to be on the outside of the city. Lefi, this hanacha, which was critical in some of the pshatim in the Gemara that we saw, so how does this work out? So Rav Chavivi told Rav Ashi, I understand, isn't the migrash now inside the city? So he told him back, bimasa igulta. No, I'm talking about a round city. He said, I understand, but the ikar revua. So the Gemara here says the punchline. Emed abrinu chazina commander mirba, but revu yivade mirba abana. This is an imaginary square, meaning, you're asking me a kasha that if you squared off the city, so how could you have the migrash around the circle inside the square? Isn't it inside the city? Terah says, no, it's not really inside the city. It's on the outside of the city. When the Torah says it has to be south of the city, it was south of the city. You squared it off. You didn't really square it off. You didn't physically go and make mechitzas and make borders. This is an imaginary thing that we use lahalacha. But obviously, we didn't physically do it. It's not inside the city. It's on the outside of the city. It's the outside of the city. So everything works out very nicely. One last Gemara. Amalei Reb Chani loy mechayz na l'Rav Ashi. Going back to the Erevin part of the daf. The very, very beginning of the daf. Or the top of daf nun vav amibes. Where you have a round city. And it was 2,000 amas by 2,000 amas. That was Abaye Zakimta. You squared it off, and as a result, you ended up gaining 800 amas. Why'd you gain 800 amas? 400 on one side, 400 on the other side. Based on the thought that the diagonal of a square is 1.4 times each side of the square. So if the circle was 2,000 amas, so now when you squared it off, it ends up being 2,000 by 2,000, which means that diagonal is going to be 2,800 amas, which means you're going to gain 400 on on each side, or 800 in total. And the same was true when you created the tchum in the corners. The tchum in the corners was the same exact thing. Really, if you were going to walk from the corner as far out as you can walk, you would end up being able to walk 2,000 amas. But because you created a square, you can walk 2,800 amas. So you ended up gaining 800 amas. Right? It was 800 amas inside, it was 800 amas outside. And again, what's that based off of? It's based off the fact that the diagonal of the square is 1.4 times each one of the sides of the square. That's the formula that we're using. There was another formula that the Gemara mentioned in the Daf, and that is the relationship between a square and a circle is 4/3, or 3/4, if you're looking at it from the circle's perspective. Meaning, kama meruba yeser ala ogel, what was the cheshbon? It's a revia, right? So if the circle is 3, the square is going to end up being 4. And the difference is going to be 33% more. So Gemara asks Akasha, here it sounds like it's 40% more. And here it's mashmash 33% more. It's not the same thing. The Gemara is going to answer that. But first, we discussed, we had in today's daf, that the square is going to be more than the circle by a quarter, or 33% more, or 25% less. So if that's the case, why are you saying that you end up gaining when you convert the circle into a square, 800 amis that you're able to walk? What it should be is 667 minus a third, it should be 666 and 2/3. Because it should really be 2,000 amis when minus this quarter, this third. That's the whole difference. So you're not gaining the 40%. I thought it's just converting it from with using this 3/4 ratio. Amalesa, he told him, Hani mili bi igula migoy ribua avu balach soina binetfe. There's two separate things. There's the area of the circle relative to the area of the square. That ratio is 3/4, or 4/3. And then there's the diagonal of the square relative to the sides of the square. It's two separate things. So if you want to know the area, you want to know the size of the shtot. How much square amis are there in this city? So if it started off with a circle and you turned it into a square, so it's going to be 4/3 the amount. That's what your number is going to end up being. However, if you know that I can walk 2,000 amis this way, 2,000 amis that way, and now, instead of just allowing me to walk 2,000 amas this way, you say, just make a square, walk till the end of the square, so you want to know how much I'm gaining? So it's the difference between the diagonal of the square versus the side of the square. That's a very big difference. It's a 40% difference. So that's where you end up getting your 800 amas, meaning, avol balach soina binatfeid, amamar kol amsa birivua, any amma that's on the side of a square is amso trei chumshi balach soina. It means that its diagonal is going to end up being 1 2/5 or 1.4. The point is, it's two separate numbers. There's the 3/4, 4/3 ratio and relationship between the circle and the square. That's as it relates to the area of it, the square amis of the entire inner part of the circle versus the inner part of the square. As it relates to the diagonal of the square relative to the sides of the square, that's a 1.4 ratio. As a result, in all these cases, you end up gaining 800 amis.